Time now for your letters. Several listeners wrote to say how much they enjoyed reporter Susan Sharon's story about Strive U, an intensive education and training program that helps young adults with Down syndrome or developmental disabilities live on their own. Darcy French wrote, "It would be wonderful to hear updates from time to time about how these graduates are thriving. I also hope that other communities throughout our nation adopt programs like Strive U. There really are countless economic and social benefits. Hearing this story brightened my day." Susan McKinstry said that she sat in her car and listened to the whole story when Christine, one of the recent graduates of the program, said that she is concerned about paying her bills, living alone, being lonely, and being afraid of loud noises. I had to laugh. She could have been talking about me, and I'm 48 years old, divorced and with two grown sons. We all struggle with the same concerns and fears. I would be honored to have Christine as my friend. Several listeners felt compelled to write us after hearing my interview last week with Princeton's Edward Felton about his study on the security of Diebold voting machines. Professor Felton concluded that these voting machines remain vulnerable to manipulation. Chantoul said he thought the professor was naive when he said, quote, "We will eventually learn what safeguards we need and will eventually do a better job." Does he not realize that there is an election in less than 60 days and that most states have made major investments in electronic voting equipment, which is expected to work accurately on November 7th? Eventually is not good enough. Americans need to be able to cast votes which will be accurately recorded now, not eventually. Finally, our interview last weekend with conductor Marin Alsop prompted many listeners to wonder why I addressed her as maestro rather than maestra. Miss Alsop prefers to be addressed as maestro, as many women actors choose to be called that, not actresses. Our chief librarian, Kim Oleski, also points out that we do not call women astronauts astronettes, women pilots aviatrix, or call Marianne Moore a poetess. John DeVault writes, "Marin Alsop is undoubtedly used to this confusion since men have dominated the profession, and the word is borrowed from Italian, where gender matters more. By the way, when we praise a particular performance of Maestra Alsop, we would say brava, not bravo, for the same reason, and there's even one more step cheering two or more females, brava, and two or more men, bravi. These may only come in handy at the opera." Mr. DeVault, I went to the Met on Monday night. Everybody there shouted bravo. I guess they didn't get your email. We welcome your comments. You can come to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and right away, bravo, brava, and bravi.
Pour ta femme infidèle, bravo, bravo. Et tu fais la vaisselle, bravo. Qui claque dans ton dos, ton fils.